It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Wednesday, February 28, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. In Finland, it's Kalevala Day. This day in 1835, Elias Lönnrot published the poem Kalevala, and it became a national epic. Sibelius, famous Finnish composer, was heavily influenced by the poem, and you're hearing one manifestation of that right now. It's music from his Kalervo Symphony. In Taiwan, it's Peace Memorial Day, the official name given to what had been called the 228 Incident or 228 Massacre, referring to the uprising that began on 228-1947.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, growling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
This date in 1945 is among the dates mentioned as the birthdays of Smokey Bear, the long-sniffing mascot of the National Forest Service. A television first occurred on this date in 1940. The first basketball game aired. The University of Pittsburgh beat Fordham University, and one of Fordham's more famous alumni, Alan Alda, is tied to a television last that also happened on this date. This date in 1983, that opening theme to MASH was heard for the final time in primetime. It was episode 251, capping the 11th and final season. Estimates of the number of viewers vary from 106 million to 125 million in the U.S. alone. Without regard, it still holds the record for any one episode of a TV program.
5 minutes after 6, local time, one of the engineering tanks went up to the front of the Branch Davidian compound and punched a hole through the front of the building through the window.
It was on this date in 1993 that the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms arrived at the Branch Davidian Church in Waco, Texas. The tanks would arrive later, but in the initial confrontation on today's date, 4 ATF agents and 5 Davidians died in the initial raid. A 51-day standoff would begin, as would renewed criticism of the ATF's practices. 4 years later to the day came the North Hollywood, California incident that would change local police practices.
The bank robbers came prepared. They wore masks and body armor, and they tried to hold up this Bank America branch in North Hollywood. And they were better armed than the police.
That shootout happened today in 1997. The two bank robbers were killed. 12 police officers and 2 civilians were wounded. Gangster Benjamin Bugsy Siegel was born on this date in 1906 in Brooklyn. Much fiction surrounds his time in Las Vegas, but at the very least, he built the first casino, the Flamingo, on what would become the Las Vegas Strip. The construction budget was $1 million. It took $6 million to build it.
A small fortune. If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum if I were a wealthy man.
Zero Mostel, born on this date in 1915, also in Brooklyn. Other birthdays today, Gavin McLeod, 1930, and Mario Andretti, 1940. Finally, for this 28th day of February, it was lexicology's biggest gaffe, and it was discovered today in 1939. The word Dord, D-O-R-D, was found in Webster's second edition by an editor of the third edition. Dord carried the definition density, but there was no etymology with it. Turns out it was just a case of bad handwriting on the part of the dictionary's science editor 5 years earlier. He had intended an uppercase D and a lowercase D, separated by the word or.
Yes, I'm George. George McFly. I'm your density.
The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for marketing, sales, and training, and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.